Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I have an observation to make.
Okay.
That having listened to the should discourse over the last 2 days now,
yeah,
I think it is obvious who has approached the Shador situation with a clear and open mind and who has not. And I think if we started doing the Venn diagram of guys who at some point made a decision on Baker Mayfield, mm-hmm. and then let's just say no amount of information was ever going to change that opinion,
yeah.
that Baker was never going to be any good, he was the problem, you shouldn't pay him, that I think if you kind of lay the Venn diagram up over the same thing with Shador, I don't think it's a mistake that the same guys who ran Baker Mayfield out of here in the Cleveland media really seem to be the guys who've already made up their decision on Shador Sanders. I don't want to say groupthink, but I just think it's interesting that you and I, in different moments, have made comparisons between the Baker saga, who Baker was, why he got a hard time right. in this town, and Shador. And now this is coming to fruition in real time, that there is a clear and obvious bias against Shador. And I think if you just kind of pay attention, you can tell the people who are not evaluating Shador the player and are instead evaluating the noise that comes with Shador and allowing that to be their prevalent opinion on the young man.
All right, so I'm trying to find the through line here. I agree with the sentiment.
I can't say names, but I will say names.
I'm trying to find the through line. Like, what is it that would connect both of the dots? Because I can make an argument that this does work both ways in many respects. The idea that for someone like myself that really loved Baker Mayfield, I don't think it's an accident that I also loved Shador Sanders early on, and we've gone through that for months for why those two things add up. And so maybe, is it the same thing that I love Baker in, that I also love Shador in, those qualities that exist between the two, is that also the same things that are inherently just turning these guys off?
Yeah, I think so. I think it doesn't walk, talk, and act like an NFL quarterback, and that becomes bothersome to people when then a fan base of that guy defends him to the hilt.
Because we do all have our preferences in life, right? Like, that's part of the beauty of life. I do find it interesting, though, that if you asked a lot of Baker fans also are Shador fans, and then a lot of the people that didn't like Baker also didn't like Shador, and I think the common line through that are some of the intangibles that are even away from the football field. That's what I find interesting.
Well, I just think that I would say the difference is Baker did it to himself. Like, for all the things, and you and I are both Baker bros, that is on the record. You can find the tweets. It's really not that hard to see who really liked Baker in town and who didn't really like Baker. And by the way, I was not in town at the time, so we can't go back to audio of it because I wasn't on the air here.
Got audio of me, and I'll tell you that much. It's got to exist somewhere.
And the Baker bros remember.
Me telling Adam that that Baker Mayfield versus Patrick Mahomes is going to be our generation's Manning versus Brady.
There's still time for that.
That exists somewhere.
There's still time for that. But I do think, like, Baker's actions, Baker's little squabbles with media members, like, all of those things were the things that Baker did. What's crazy about Shador is this kid isn't doing anything other than focusing on football. It's accusations of somebody's sister or aunt coming after him. It's people in who work in the media getting frustrated that there's half of social media coming after them for their opinions on Shador, which I would like to remind everyone has nothing to do with Shador. And I hear a lot of people not basing their opinions off Shador off of football. And I find that to be, and like,
or even the ones that are on football are done so in such a dishonest fashion that it makes you kind of just scratch your head and say, "What are you doing?"
You mean talking
here?
About padding a ball?
Not only padding the ball, even like the whole EPA discussion, yeah. Which is just, go to anybody with advanced analytics, the people that actually understand EPA and what's going on. It's a very flawed stat. It is not a perfect stat by any measurement, and it's not even really a good measurement. Here's the other part of this. They're using EPA wrong. They're telling you that EPA is some sort of catch-all that does everything and registers offensive linemen and wide receivers and does all this into play when it doesn't. All it does is take you through historical data and put you at one play, and then after that play happens, in a play that could hit a wide receiver right in the chest and bounce off, that play then looks worse as far as EPA for dropback is, and it's just like you're just doing this wrong. You're not doing this in a intellectually honest way, but you're pretending like you are.
Yeah, and I also think there's what the tape says and there's what the box score says, and I think it's very convenient if your analysis of Shador is based on how many touchdowns interceptions he has instead of the way he's actually playing. And I would also submit anyone right now in the Cleveland media acting and going back in time with their little DeLorean saying that Dylan Gabriel was somehow better than Shador Sanders, it's fine. You're clearly playing at an angle. You're allowing the distance of time that we haven't watched Dylan Gabriel continuously. I almost said something. I'm not gonna say it. Continuously,
what'd you almost say?
Not throw beyond the sticks or the line of scrimmage on every single play. I think people are using a lot of smoke and mirrors tricks to act as if Shador Sanders has been a massive failure. And again, I don't think he's been oh my God, it's the most successful thing I've ever seen.
Right.
But I think we have one side of the Shador conversation arguing with supporters and extremists and not having the actual conversation. How does he look on film? And if you actually watch the film, and I can't believe I'm being the guy to say this now three times in 2 weeks, Shador's holding his own at this level. Whether you want to call it serviceable or holding his own or, he's not the reason they're losing, whatever you want to say, that is the truth of this situation. And we have football guys saying it.
Well, yeah. And so here's what I find interesting. And this is what I think is going to eventually end up happening within this conversation. If we can start the convo at the idea that a lot of Baker fans are Shador fans and the two of them kind of exist, while the anti-Baker people are also the anti-Shador fans, we're going to have the same convo that ultimately got Baker out of town. And if the same people are in charge of that convo, you would think then they would also move in the same direction that they once did. And yeah. So that's the worrisome part of this. And that's why I think people like myself, when we talk about Shador and we talk about this and we're trying to use Baker as an example, it's like, you guys gave up on a guy way too early. You yeah. want to be the guys that give up on a guy again early again too? Is that who you want to be in this? If that's who you want to be, okay, then you're admitting you're never learning from any past mistakes, and you just immediately throw people away the moment that you think they're not all of a sudden a top five quarterback until the end of time. You want to do that? Go ahead and do it. But ultimately, I think that's where the Shador fan is going to get louder and louder, pointing to what happened with Baker.
I haven't crowned Shador off of 5 starts, but I haven't written him off either. And I think that's really telling. That this week, and again, I thought he was serviceable against the Bills. To try and use the Bills game where they were in it, and if not for a missed Andre Schmidt field goal kick, if not for making James Cook look like honestly, Barry Sanders in 1994 for one half for the Browns defense, I think the Browns actually do end up winning that game. You can't say he's the reason, even top three, that he's the reason they lost. But, I think it's Aaron on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat saying, Shador is average. Okay, now apply the proper context. If you think he's average, that's fine. If that's, I've said serviceable.
Well, and also apply that for right now relative to where he could be next year.
Well, exactly. He's that as a rookie. He's that with a first-time signal caller. He's that getting his opportunity after the team was basically eliminated from playoff coverage. He's that without an offensive line. And guys, the offensive line was bad for Dylan Gabriel. It's completely non-functional now. This is not a NFL offensive line that Shador's playing in front of. Jerry Jeudy can't catch a freaking cold.
No, this Sunday, you're going to have one starter on the offensive line from week one. You're going to, so it's basically a whole offensive line of backups, the worst wide receiver core in the entire NFL, a backup running back, and then also, if Njoku stays out, one out of two tight ends are legitimate starters, and that's it. Like, think about how that's a damaged team.
That's
a damaged team.
I think, and I've been conflated with being a supporter. I've been conflated with being a Shahader at different times. The reality is, I think for you being a supporter, you've been very open to when Shador has not played well.
Yeah.
I think for somebody who's been Switzerland, I've tried to be as down the middle as we possibly can. But I do feel like this week specifically, off a game which I thought it was fine, but not great nor awful, I think it's pretty telling that there are people who want to put the Shador thing to bed. And I'm here to tell you, guys, it's because they don't want to deal with supporters. It's not because they don't think Shador can play. Because if they actually watch what the kid is putting on tape, there's something there. Is it a top 10 quarterback? I don't know. I don't know how you can know. But I don't know how you watch what you've seen over the last five starts and think, man, if we improve the context, give him a full year to get better, at the very least, could he be a guy that is the bridge quarterback to stabilize this thing for the next 3 to 5 to 7 years and allow us just to win some games and change the culture for good?
I find it interesting because now as we're going through this whole discussion, I'm like, wait a second. If Barry and Stefanski were the guys that didn't believe in him and thought that Baker wasn't going to be good enough and couldn't get to another ceiling, they will be the first ones to hit the eject button on something like this. That's not a good thought, by the way. Like, this exercise has not helped my belief that the Browns will get this right for 2026.
No, you just keep giving them quarterbacks.
This has not helped me. By
quarterback 45.
This has not helped.
Once they've had the number of quarterbacks that the Browns have had since 1999 until they came in here.
If we were describing the front office at that time, were they Baker bros or were they non-Baker bros? They were in the non-Baker bro category as evidenced by what they did.
The good news is I think the GM is really a big fan of Shador.
I think so too, but he was also right there alongside the thinking 4 years ago. And so that's why, did he learn? Did he evolve? Is he trying to use Shador to rewrite some of his past mistakes where maybe he thought he gave up on a quarterback too soon? For that, I would tip of the cap and say good for you for trying to evolve and learn. Doesn't feel like a lot of the media people that were in that same line of thinking 4 years ago have evolved and learned, though.
Well, but Baker wasn't nice to them. 216-474-0092. Did giving up on Baker influence you with the Shador conversation? We got quick hits coming up at 2:40 today. The Peterlin pass at 3:40. Don't forget Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up at about 3 o'clock as well today. John Fanta at 4:20. He'll bring good tidings. Give us some Shador talk, some Browns leadership talk. Albert Breer at 5:20. Lance Reisland at 6. It is the go-home Christmas edition of Afternoon Drive at 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. If you're on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel, hit like, hit subscribe.
Drop those corns.
We love to be liked, and we like corn on this show.
Get those corn emojis dropping.
The band, the food, corns of all variety. Did giving up on Baker influence people with the Shador conversation and Shador's last stand and Dylan derangement in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan? The Dylan Gabriel thing yesterday, where Dylan Gabriel gets booed on Sunday going in for Shador, and everyone acts like it's his whole to do, and then Shador's like, nah, I feel bad, like I put him in a bad situation.
Yeah, which it was an odd situation, by the way, because the fans didn't know what was going on, because you're at the game, so you didn't understand he had this pinky finger that looked like roast beef, like he didn't know. And so, hell, if I was in the fans, I would have been booing too. I'd have been like, wait, this is a big play. Kevin can't possibly think Dylan's the better quarterback here. But then you think about Kevin, and you're like, maybe he
does.
Same
guy that went Wildcat
because he's done this before, and he would outsmart the room. And there's a lot of reactions that would go on in that moment. Yeah, no, but I'm listening to Shador, and I'm like, geez, oh, he's right. I mean, I just sometimes I'm racing to get to retirement for some unknown reason, and I'm racing to like have my kids get to be 18 and all this. Like, sometimes you just gotta live in the moment and be present.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free. to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
About it. And that's interesting. In a football context, he had me thinking even deeper than like just a big life setting life moment. There's perspective he has that I feel like a lot of people don't at his age.
Yeah, but tell me more about those Shador supporters and how much you're really sick of dealing with them as part of your evaluation of the young man playing football. Not that I'm getting salty about it at all. Now, here's what I'll say, because this does feed into the conversation that we had where it's like, all right, they're not even hiding that this really isn't about Shador. Like, honestly, we talked about the press conference thing.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday we talked about it, and I was like, I think this is something. I just don't think it's all on Shador. I think it's very solvable. If the Browns were a serious organization, you'd go to Shador and go, I don't really have a problem with you having a plant in the audience. I don't really have a problem with you getting that question off so you guys can do your content.
Mm-hmm.
Let the beat reporters who've been waiting all this time, let them ask their questions, and let this be question 15 instead of one.
Oh, it could have been handled much better.
But that's on
the Browns.
That's not necessarily even on Shador. It's like, he might not be thinking like that because he is a rookie in the NFL.
Yeah, he doesn't know how things work.
He's never been a beat reporter before.
And at Colorado, he did get to do basically whatever he wanted, which is how college football works, by the way. Have you ever seen anything around? Has anyone questioned Saban in a million years in Alabama when he was there? Like, no, it's not how it works. I covered college basketball. A guy named Greg Marshall, Wichita State. Absolute tyrant of a human. And that's Wichita State. That's not even like a high football program or anything like that. Like, that's how the college ranks work. It is on the Browns in many ways. You gotta introduce him to what the expectation should be and how he's got to go about doing it. And I'm sure he'd follow the rules.
I just think it's really funny how, like, even now, I mentioned in the first segment, the Dylan derangement that's going on, the new pivot from the people who, again, I'm going to say, if you've watched Shador for five games and you don't see it, that's okay. But I think it's apparent who is talking football with Shador and who is talking very conveniently about things that either maybe are shaded in a way to make Shador look bad, or really just responding to the supporters and how they go about rebutting anything negative said about Shador. But I think the Dylan derangement thing, like, I saw it yesterday on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat.
Was it Cornholio?
And I saw it. He wasn't Cornholio.
Drop those corns, Chad. No, drop those corns.
Drop those corns. He's suspiciously absent today. But same thing, though. I've seen it. I've heard it from the media as well. Suddenly comparing Shador's play to Dylan and going, well, but Dylan only had two interceptions. Dylan played better. And I'm like, this is another sleight of the hand. Mm-hmm. Dylan, in no way, guys, Dylan could not throw it to the line of scrimmage. He was missing routinely. 5 yard outs in the flats. Something that if you're an accurate quarterback, you should ace with great abundance. Go back and watch. And by the way, he had the entire starting interior offensive line. He had Quinshon Judkins. He had the support from the defense that was playing a lot better then than it was now. And none of this is to say, because this is the thing. You say something nice about Shador, and then it gets twisted into, you've said he can do no wrong. I've said serviceable. That's a pretty high bar for the quarterback to play serviceable from what I've seen this year. But this new narrative, this little Dylan of, oh, I think we really got to go back and talk about how Dylan played.
We don't have to.
No, we don't. He's not physically talented. He doesn't make plays, and he's barely an NFL quarterback. If you can't hit a 5 yard out route with any number of consistency, you're not going to play in the NFL.
Right. No, that convo should be dead and buried. I can't believe that convo even had life or breath to begin with, though. The debate should not ever be Dylan versus Shador. That debate is dead and buried. The debate for next year should be, what do you do with the number one or number two overall pick if you end up in those spots? And then if you don't go quarterback in the very first draft you have, like the draft selection that you have, then it's got to be Shador versus the rest of the field. And that's where, like, if you take a quarterback at number one or number two, okay, that's your bet. I'm not gonna get on the radio and undress you and say that you're an idiot for it. Like, no, you think Mendoza's Joe Burrow, you go about that. But I will have a problem if you try to tell me that quarterback B, let's call him Tua, let's call him any of these other guys, let's call him Dylan Gabriel, is going to be better than what Shador would be in 2026. That I just refuse to accept.
Yeah, I think Mendoza more. Who knows if Ty Simpson is going to be in this conversation or not? There's a couple other young quarterbacks can play.
My money's on no, by the way, with Ty Simpson.
I probably would agree with you, considering.
He started like 13 games.
Yeah.
But he's not even. I don't think he's top two in the as far as quarterbacks are concerned. So like, if you're third quarterback and you're taking 20 to 25th overall, if I were him, I'd go back to Alabama.
But there are a couple other young quarterbacks in the playoffs that it's fair to say let's let them play out the string. And I think that's the giveaway. I have not anointed Shador as the quarterback in 2026. You haven't either.
No.
And for two guys who have said, hey, I really like some of the things I've seen with Shador, we both understand Mendoza and Moore versus Shador, with how the NFL works, it's going to be an open and shut case for a lot of people and probably for the Browns organization, unless they value trading down.
And so this is the sad part about this, if you love Shador and you want to see him play, is that in this little stretch here, here's what he's shown me and here's what I think he's shown a lot of people across the NFL, is that he has not closed the door shut completely on if you love Mendoza, you love Moore, you love one of those guys. Sorry, he just hasn't.
Yep.
But in that same respect, what he has done and what he has accomplished is he's made, if you're going somewhere else or doing some other convo in 2026, he's made Shador versus Kirk Cousins a pretty easy convo for myself.
Yeah, and I think that's what's interesting, is there are people who this week said, all right, I don't need to say any more from Shador. And it's like, he's got two more games to go. I don't know. Listen, I'll be honest with you. I don't think he could throw for 300 yards in the next two games, win both games. And I think those people have made up their minds on Shador. I think they've closed the door.
It kind of seems like it.
But I think that's interesting. I think pro Shador people, or Switzerland is my case, who've just said, let's keep an open mind, we're still there.
And it matters for the Browns in this too, because I don't know that the Browns have necessarily closed this all. But of course, there's so many factors at play here, Nick. I mean, we don't even know who the head coach is going to be. We don't know if the GM's still going to be in place. We don't know what pick they actually have. And so it's very early. And the college football season hasn't even ended yet.
It's early to be definitive.
We don't know.
There's no need to. If he's not, Connor Shaw. If he's not, Spurgeon Wynn. Which he isn't. And it's just crazy that I think some people have wanted. And again, it makes you wonder, are these people on the up and up when they're analyzing Shador? I think there's enough proof through almost a full year dealing with the Shador noise to make me maybe believe that maybe they're not on the up and up when it comes to their analysis of Shador. Quick hits coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angels, Angels,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's quick hits.
Couldn't help yourself.
I can't.
You just can't help
yourself. That is the one way. You and I are not mail it in guys. That's not who we are.
It's not in our DNA.
Because honestly, we do this for the right reasons. We love the thing and we love the job, right?
Mm-hmm.
My mail it in is shots just start flying. They just do.
I know.
It's just, I get free. I got a free heart.
The first time you did that, I was like, with Anthony Wima. And I tried to like almost correct it to be like, all right, let's throw him in there. Let's not do that. And I've let like four of them go by. Ah. I just don't care enough to correct it.
You mean with Owen Lonneman? With unnamed producer to be named later. Now, Denzel Ward, Browns corner, was asked about being absent for the Bills game and the process that went with it.
I had felt good last week. I felt that I could have played. I had told them that I could have played, but I think they did a great job just protecting me, really. Like, they, trainers and everything, just telling me, like, just where the placement of where it was at and everything. Like, it wouldn't hurt just to have another week of rest. But yeah, I felt good last week where I felt I could have played. And yeah, I'm going to play this week for sure.
When you talked about the calf, so what were those discussions like? You told the team you could play, and then they said they didn't think it was best. So, like, what's that back and forth like? And then were you comfortable with that decision?
Yeah. I was frustrated with the decision, honestly. But I respected it. I respected it coming from the professionals on our team. Like, I told them I was feeling good, you know. I was able to play. Like, if this is playoffs, we need to get this game, you know, I'm available. I'm here and I'm ready. But we're just really looking at, you know, I got an MRI scan and looking at the scans of it. And just the severity of what it could be if anything worse were to happen to it. And yeah, we just came to a mutual agreement about just giving it another week to rest and everything. But like I said, I will be out there this week.
A mutual agreement.
It didn't
that they
sound
made
like a
for
mutual
me.
Agreement.
Yeah, I actually thought he
didn't
land
like
the
plane. That at all. Yeah, he did.
Keith was. We were talking about this off air, and Keith was like, "Hey, let us know if you think he landed the plane." I do think he landed the plane, but. I'll be honest with you. Actually, that's the kind of stuff that I love hearing from an athlete of like, no, I wanted to play. They wanted to protect me. That's the stuff like that's the kind of stuff that I think fans actually do want to hear. But this time of year with where this team is, there's no way people aren't going to hear that. And at least a few people say, the tank is on.
Me, I'm that person. Yeah, what? I mean, that just sounded like they didn't want to field the best team.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And they possibly could is what it sounded like. And it reminded me of Wyatt Teller in many ways, but also the idea that Wyatt Teller, Carly had on that TikTok where she was like, it was like, again, after he missed the first week, and then she's like, oh, he'll be back next week. Like, it's just a subtle comment or whatever. It was in there. And this is how these things type. This is how these things happen. Browns come in there. It's like, I don't know that you're ready. Doesn't look like you're ready. And you're, how many times could Denzel Ward be like, I was ready. I think I should have played. I could have gone. If this was the playoffs, I definitely would have gone.
Could it also be as simple as the doctors wanted to be cautious because he's a very valuable part of the team?
Could be. I would find that convenient, though, that a team that would prefer to lose if they want draft positioning and would prefer on a 3-win team would go ahead and have that be their stance. Have you ever met a team doctor that doesn't really go along with what the team's orders are? We had a whole problem with this in Miami where everything got unearthed, and it was the reality of it was, oh, looks like the NFL is an issue where team doctors will go along with anything that the team wants them to go along with.
I've never met a team doctor. Actually, that's not true. I've met a few team doctors. They're a different breed.
You could definitely get away with whatever you want from that perspective.
They definitely like being around players.
If they wanted Denzel Ward out there, Denzel Ward clearly would have been like, all right, let's do it. Let's go. They didn't want him out there. And so, like, it's an interesting little subplot to the whole how serious are they about winning discussion. That's all I'll say there, I guess. All right, Denzel Ward, speaking of him, Denzel and Miles both got the Pro Bowl nod today.
Yeah!
That's right. We also had three alternates, all rookies on this team, which is actually kind of a big deal.
How do we do alternates if there's no game?
Well, if a Pro Bowl player decides to drop out, the alternate then gets selected and gets put in.
But why would they drop out? There's no game.
We see it every year. People drop out. They just don't. I get what you're saying.
It'd be a weird thing to be like, all right, Mike's also not playing in this non-existent game. Jay, you're up.
Is it just because you don't want to do the Pro Bowl games? Is that how that works? I think
once the actual Pro Bowler, I'm not trying to jam you up.
I don't know the answer to it. Like, you make a good point. Like, but Snoop Huntley got to be a Pro Bowler for a reason. Mac Jones got to be a Pro Bowler for a reason. We have alternates every year, and then they end up actually getting the nod. How does it materialize?
I think I just fixed the Pro
Quinshon Bowl. Quinshon is an alternate. There's no way Quinshon's playing in this thing.
Not with that attitude. all right, so here's my idea.
Okay.
The alternate NFL
legends.
There is
legends. A game does get played. It's a flag football game at this point.
It's not a real game.
The game does get played. People do suit up, and then you go out there, and they pretend to play football, but it does happen.
Right. Instead of alternates, which is a dumb thing. Like, you're either a Pro Bowl or you're not for a game that doesn't happen. The real alternates.
There is a real game that does happen.
The real alternates are NFL legends.
Like you want Emmitt Smith in that commercial that airs where it's Emmitt Smith and it's Jerry Rice and they're all really, and Dan Marino,
he's
and they're
60.
All really old.
We don't need Emmitt, but I'm thinking Ocho Cinco, he can still ball. You tell me you wouldn't want to
like
see Ocho
chips,
Cinco
like
versus
a
common
commercial?
Player?
I don't know. Wasn't it like, was it Steve Young the other day said he could still play?
But yeah.
I think
that's,
he said,
that's
he,
the CTE
Steve Young
talking.
Said, Steve Young said,
Steve's had more concussions
if it was
than
a,
half the NFL.
If it was like a basically a Hunger Games of football and they needed him to play quarterback and he was the only option in order to basically save the world, he's like, I could not only go out there and play, I could do a good job.
And then they also said, I really love shopping here at Harris Teeter. Spraying his mush.
Get up some nice stuff from the Brooks Brothers later.
That was out of pocket. I'm sorry, Steve. I know you're listening.
He's definitely listening.
All right, let's go to find the page. God, this is just like Andy Baskin not finding the freaking mouse earlier. All right, we never got to this yesterday. Browns backup quarterback entered the game late in the second quarter with Shedeur's pinky got banged up. He entered to a chorus of boos. There's been a lot of outrage on this. Were the boos over the line?
The boos weren't over the line because it's within the right of a fan's thinking to believe that Stefanski would be that much of a bird brain in that moment. Like, it is not out of question to think that Stefanski would take Shedeur out of the game and do something insane because we've seen him do it before. And so I as long as you understand the proper context, and I think a lot of people do, is that they weren't booing Dylan because Dylan got inserted into the game. It was booing because they didn't understand that Shedeur was hurt and then Dylan had to come in.
I just think there's really where the really funny dichotomy in America now that you can go online with your real name, tweet heinous things to another person, and that's just kind of normalized. But if you boo an athlete,
that's like the end of the world.
Come on now, guys.
Yeah, I'm in favor.
I thought we were a proper civilization.
I'm in favor of booing. I think booing's an okay thing. I never understand that.
Of like child hunger and, you know, mass shootings. It's like, okay, guys, we'll get to that. Booing. Right? Let's not do that.
Hey, listen, I'm in favor of people getting punched in the face every so often. So here we are.
Unless it's a Lions fan.
So here we are. Well, even in that scenario, we reviewed the tape. The Lions fan didn't say anything crazy.
Are you saying that DK Metcalf not only struck a fan, but he also wasn't honest about it?
So I'm not. Yes, I am saying that.
Oh,
I am saying that.
It's almost like you're booing him.
And I don't think it's great to be hitting customers. We'll go on the record with that one as well. Do I think America needs a little bit more of, will this guy punch me in the face if I say something stupid? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think we need that back.
I'm going to tell you right
now. Yes, I do.
I love you. You'd get punched in the face once, and you'd be on Team Outlaw getting punched in the face immediately.
No. I'd get punched in the face. Maybe I wouldn't run my mouth so much. Maybe I'd relax a little bit. I get punched in the face once. I'm like, all right, maybe I should cool my jets.
See, the problem...
Not punching people in the face has allowed me to exist, okay? And that's not great.
I think the problem with me is you'd punch me in the face, and I'd say, now let me tell you what I really think. I'm not just gonna let you hit me once. I'm gonna earn a second and
third
punch.
Let's just bring it back a little bit. Let's just bring back the fear of being punched in the face.
That's what
America's missing right now.
If we had more microviolence, we wouldn't have more macroviolence.
This is my platform. Let's run on it.
Punch America
just
in the face.
Get America
again.
A little bit more scared. You just get to say these things as if nothing happens. Let's get you back to being a little bit more scared. Back in the 50s, you knew what was coming. To the moon, okay?
They also smoked.
You knew what was coming.
And I'm not going into what happened
in the
50s.
What'd you smoke in the 50s?
Tobacco.
Just a classic.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up at the 3 o'clock hour on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.